This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turkey sounds like this. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Right?
That's gobble, exactly gobble, right.
Gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. That's a male turkey. What does a female turkey sound like, Victoria? Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Just a higher pitched gobble.
I guess.
Gobble, 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 gobble. So my gobble, gobble, gobble to your gobble, gobble, gobble.
Okay, this is going to sound like a really city slicker question.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. City slicker question. Yeah.
Male turkeys versus female turkeys.
Yes.
Is it like a chicken and a rooster?
No. Well, yeah, chomp turkeys, yeah, they have the same relation. Yes, that is a city slicker. That's a wonderful city slicker question.
I genuinely have no idea what the answer is.
And the question was so wonderfully naive, the way you put it, it's perfect. What a grab. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our resident city slicker, Victoria Keelan. Yay, let's hear it for Victoria. Oh, my God, that's funny. Kara Schindler is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and the focus is on you and reinventing Thanksgiving. Do you need to do that? Do you need tomorrow? We'll be on the air live, by the way, live as we are on all holidays to celebrate with you. And on Friday, to help celebrate even more, we're going to give away that HP laptop from QVC, and I think in the truest traditions of the Doug Steffen Enterprise, we have probably not put a lot of details at facebook.com/DJV show purposely, because we want to keep you on the edge of your seat. We want to keep you guessing as to how we're going to give this away. As a matter of fact, we're guessing among ourselves how we're going to give it away. So you can imagine that. That'll play out. Bonk, 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 bonk.
Well, it will be live on the air. That's one thing we will say.
It will be. Yes, okay. It will be. Yep. We're going to do that. Anyway, Thanksgiving often is a train wreck for a lot of people. A family time is also a dysfunctional time, and there are many people who just, relatives, close friends, they get pushed together. I remember going with Meredith to a friend's house two or three Thanksgivings, and, I'm easy. As I fit in, I converse, everybody, I can get along with everybody. But there were some other people who were there who were pretty awkward. And the lady who had the dinner is a sweet, wonderful, great friend of Meredith's, but she's a wonderful lady. And she's trying to keep everybody in the family, her former husband and one of her friends with another former husband, you know, all of that stuff. Trying to keep everybody
happy. A lot of former husbands there.
Yeah, a lot of former husbands in the room. Yeah. So, yeah, some people just are smart and they eat and they drink and they watch the football game and they shut up. And other people are not smart enough to do that. Be thankful that you have an opportunity to have a really good meal. I think that gratitude is so important. Matter of fact, I have a book that I brought into the studio with me that I have found. It's called The Day Book of Gratitude, How to Live Each Day with a Thankful Heart. And in it are any number of suggestions that I will use today and tomorrow and Friday as well. For example, here's this. Gratitude is one of the nicest feelings a heart can have. It's a feeling that comes along for a very special reason. It's a lovely thought, never goes away once it enters. Gratitude joins together with precious memories and grateful hopes. It lives on not just for a moment or a day, but through all the days that lie ahead. I think that's one thing that is sorely lacking in our society, and that is our ability to be grateful and to express gratitude. And that's really what Thanksgiving is all about. Saying thanks, thinking about what you have to be thankful for. Some people have more things to be thankful for than others. Some people don't realize all the blessings that they have and aren't necessarily thankful for all the wonderful things that even you bring to the world? Are you thankful for the opportunity to be a friend to someone, to help somebody? And this is a two-way street here. And so I hope that we are able to understand how great it is to, I'm thinking about the Elvis tune, How Great Thou Art, which would be something we ought to have on hand maybe tomorrow, Kara, because it's such a fabulous song. And it isn't, for me, it's not religious, because I'm not one who necessarily goes down that street. I don't have much use for religion. Is different than having faith, to me anyway. And
there's a huge difference between religion and spirituality.
Yes.
Which, yeah, you know, I consider myself to be a very spiritual person, but not a religious person.
Yeah, right. So whatever your background is, religion can come into it, the positive side. There's so many people that are sharing. I know in the name of religion, there are a lot of churches in my area, and I'm sure in your area, wherever you are, that are doing great things, having meals. I was asked to participate, and I might, depending on what my son is up to. My son's coming home for Thanksgiving. And as Meredith likes to say, like father, like son, he's taking the red eyes, so he'll be here tomorrow morning about 7 o'clock, and he probably want to sleep for a couple of hours. So after I get off the air, I was thinking of going to a, not a shelter, but there's a place in town with an organization that I'm connected to that needs some help for a couple of hours, people helping people with meals and that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, I've never done it before. Well, that's not true. I did it once when I was visiting. Good Lord, I'm trying to think. I bet you this was 25 years ago. I was visiting a station, and they had a Thanksgiving Day. I don't want to call it a promotion, but an activity. And I went online, on the line where they were serving food. They had gotten involved in some station in Florida, if I remember correctly, that had gotten involved, as many do, in having a Thanksgiving Day opportunity. Instead of giving lots of turkeys away to their listeners, they took the turkeys and cooked them and found people in grocery stores and volunteers to cook a lot of other stuff. And I think we served 400 or 500 meals that day to people. And the thing that that really stuck with me is how many people needed to have a place to go on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
We don't think of ourselves as, okay, I'll go to the family. Which member of the family am I going to go visit? Well, that's great for us, but there are tons of people who just have nobody. They have no one, nothing. And this sort of thing moves me to tears. Sometimes I'm one who gets emotionally involved in some of these things. But, and by the way, as an aside, I thought Ellen, if you see some of the video from the award ceremony at the White House last night, her tearing up. Very sweet.
Yeah. I love Ellen, I know. Yeah.
Well, she has a lot of American in her. She has a lot of Americana, maybe that's a better way of putting it. She's a lot of Americana in her. So anyway.
Yeah, seeing her face, her tears were very genuine. I think that's why everybody likes her, is because everything about her seems so genuine.
Yeah, pretty much, yep. Yeah, yep. And she's also really smart and knows how to not play it, but use it, being herself. What people forget about who are actors or people who host shows like that or people who host shows like this, they forget that the people who are listening appreciate you for who you are. And the sooner they can figure it out and know who you are, the better they're going to be in terms of loyalty. I may not have the biggest audience in the world listening to this program, but I'll tell you something. I have the most loyal, because people over the years, how do you think this program has lasted? This is the 29th year of this program. They figure that what I am and who I am on the air is who I am. And, hello, that's pretty much it. Kara can tell you that. Victoria can tell you, you know that. I am who I am. I am what Popeye said. I am what I am. And I am.
Well, if you're not authentic on the air, I mean, people sniff that out.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yep, yep, yep.
You know, for better or worse, you just have to be yourself.
Yep.
And I don't mean you, but I mean all of us.
No, we do have to be ourselves. I'm very comfortable being myself with all its foolish trappings. It's just that's who I am. And anyway, so that's some food for thought about today and tomorrow. If you're driving today, good God. The traffic jams already around the country. I was just looking at a website that you can look at to see what traffic is all about. There's a sort of not a new traffic system, but the big broadcasters have their own sort of traffic systems. I think listening to the traffic on the radio, by the way, is asinine.
Well, it's never accurate.
It's not right. And you got your app. You've got your device, so you use it to find out what the real traffic is. That's what I find amazing, frankly, that the traffic information on the iPad, when you're going, if you have that app, or what is it, a couple of different apps, but one of them, what's it, you and I were talking
about
yesterday.
We use Waze.
Waze.
W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, right.
That's the best, I think.
I mean, it is so accurate. On this corner over here, I remember using it when I was going to the airport on the 405 a couple of weeks ago, and on the corner, this is by where 90 goes off the 405. Those of you who know the 405, right by where the Univision building is, where you go off to Sepulveda. That corner is always jammed. And this thing gets it down almost like to the foot of where the traffic's moving and where it's not moving. And, that's something else to be thankful for, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the remarkable assets that we have if we understand how to use technology that you can use. Although last night I found myself, unbelievably frustrated. I was working with a lady that does our social media, trying to come up with a Thanksgiving message and then attach a few pictures to it from my recent trip to England. You think I could do that fast? No. 2.5 hours later, I'm still trying to send 7 pictures.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. I think they'll end up there, though, tomorrow. Hopefully, that's the idea. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, 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 gobble from the DJV experience at 18 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
There
is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Smiths, please raise your hand. Coming up at 24 after the hour. Yes, I know yours is up. Victoria, Keelan, and Doug. Focusing on the lead singer of the Smiths from the 80s. His name is Morrissey. Mo Morrissey, I believe. Right? As opposed to Les Morrissey.
Okay.
That's supposed to be funny.
It took me a second.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. You must have a...
must have been a solid joke.
Turkey
then.
Leg in your ear somewhere. Morrissey performing in Detroit tonight. Ahead of his show, took the opportunity to ask General Motors to offer vegan leather interiors for the Chevrolet Bolt and the Bolt models. That's pretty interesting. I would not buy a car, just as an aside, if it had leather seats in it. I just don't. I mean, fake leather seats, okay. If it has cloth seats, even better. Because of my feelings about the animals that the leather comes from, that is, cows and bovines. So anyway, Morrissey sent a letter to Mary Barra, who runs General Motors. Remember I was talking about her the other day, Victoria, what a good CEO she is?
Yeah.
He writes, a staggering 51% of global greenhouse gas emissions are caused by animal agriculture. Animal skins also have to be treated with a toxic soup of chemicals in order to keep them from decomposing, and a runoff from leather tanneries poisons vital waterways.
That is something that people don't think about.
No.
That the toxic soup and the runoff, I mean, that is very true.
Yeah, but the animal agriculture business, there are a lot of different pieces to that pie. I don't cotton with, well, everybody makes their own choices, and you make your choices based on information, based on education. So if you decide that this sort of thing isn't good, then you stop eating meat. If you don't care, then you keep eating meat. I happen to be a dairy guy, and I don't slaughter my cows, so I don't feel the same. The dispensation of my animals is different than most. And yes, when they kill the cows, they skin them, and the leather is used for seats and shoes and pocketbooks and all kinds of things, jackets. So this guy Morrissey cited a recent investigation of the conditions that exist in Brazil. much the same as what we have here in our country. And they sell their leather to General Motors and Toyota and Volkswagen. And he also has a reason for pointing out that the Bolt and Bolt, I don't know what a Bolt is, frankly.
I'm going to look at it. It's the Volt is the one with that's right. half that's the one
right.
that your son
we,
is
I drove
test
one
driving,
my
right?
son a couple of weeks ago in LA and was looking for a new car. I think he's going to get one, as a matter of fact. So anyway, vegan options broaden their appeal to people who feel as Morrissey does. So, yeah, makes some sense. All right.
Oh, so I guess Bolt is another electric, that's another electric model that they have. That's a hatchback style.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the two that yeah. they're marketing for that, you know.
All right, so
makes
that's
sense. I mean, yeah. I, you know, the weird thing is, I don't know that he's fully correct about this. In some of these models, you can get leather seats, but we have the Chevy Trax,
yeah.
and I asked the dealer what because the one that was already there on the lot happened to have this package with it that had a sunroof and everything that we wanted, but yeah. then it had leather seats and I didn't want that. And I said to the guy, I said, "Are these leather seats?" And he said, "No." He said, "They're leatherette." And he kind of looked yeah. at me like, "Oh, it's going to kill the deal." And I go, "Oh my God, that's perfect. I don't want real leather."
Yeah. Leatherette is yeah, right.
And he said, "Oh, wow." And I said, "Am I the first person who's really excited that you have fake leather seats?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, so far." And this is out in the suburbs. And I said, "Okay, well, I think you're going to see more and more people want fake leather. And it's just as good as real leather. You can't tell the difference on the seats. And it's more durable."
Yeah. Well, it's something to keep in mind. It's an interesting position to take and educational, because I didn't know that General Motors and Toyota and a bunch was buying leather from ranches in Brazil.
Yeah.
So it's interesting information. 28 past the hour.
Wasted words. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What if there were only a finite number of words you could speak throughout your life? How differently would you approach speaking? How much more carefully would you choose your words? There are, in fact, a limited number of words that you'll speak in your lifetime. They are the words that you say from the time you're born until the time you die. And although those words might be great in number, they are, in actuality, a finite amount. So maybe you don't have to imagine what it's like to only have a finite amount of words to speak. Maybe what's more effective for you is to focus on making whatever you do say in this life actually worth saying. For more on mindfulness and communication, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years, so take that to the bank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
From the DJV crowd, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jen around later on. Victoria and I and Kara wish you the best. A lot of things going on today and tomorrow. Traveling, more people listening in their cars, which is a good thing. Speaking of driving, school bus driver who was involved in that accident in Chattanooga, the crash, asked the children before the bus crashed if they were ready to die.
Ugh.
The lady who lost one of her children, she has four children, three of the children that she has were on that bus, and one of them was killed. She said, quote, my daughter said right before the bus flipped that she was speeding around a curve and said, y'all ready to die? And that was the one daughter on the bus that survived. The other daughter, six-year-old daughter named Martine, died. So,
And none of those kids have seatbelts, right, on those buses?
Seatbelts would be horrible. School buses and seatbelts are bad. Because the kids, unless you've got somebody in the bus monitoring what's going on, the kids use them as weapons. They take them off. They whack the other kids over the head with them. They're very dangerous. And I was in the I was in the bus business
with this. Sure.
For a long time, 14, 15 years. I owned a bus company, amongst many other things in my sordid past. That's one of them. And we had a strong position. We, members of the School Bus Owners Association, there was a suggestion, actually, from a state rep that lived in Framingham at the time, to put seatbelts in all the school buses. And so we went and testified. It's just amazing how naive people are when it comes to things like that. They don't even think it through. So anyway, as far as this is concerned, the fellow who is the driver of the bus, who looks like a real dope, his name is Johnny Thon Walker. He was arrested, obviously, charged with a couple of counts of vehicular homicide.
Apparently, the little girl, Mateen, had complained to her mom about the behavior of this guy before it even happened.
Yeah. See, this is an example, and it's tough. Those of you who drive school buses, there are probably a lot of you listening right now on your way to school. This is a very difficult, because they don't pay a lot of money. It's a part-time job. It works for older folks more than it does younger people. I found in my experience working through this that a lot of the people, I remember one guy was a complete drug addict. And I didn't have final say over who was hired to drive my buses. The town did. So the town let this guy drive, and eventually he was fired. And then he said he was going to kill me because I got him fired. And he stalked me. He would show up in places and try to scare me and people in my family. He was a complete cokehead. And never, the only job he could get was driving a bus, because he'd been fired from everything else. So why would you let somebody like that even look in the part? And I maybe need to rethink my initial thoughts here, but I'm going to tell you what my initial thoughts are when I saw a picture of that guy. He shouldn't have been anywhere near kids. He just doesn't look like someone that you want to have driving your children. And that's, say what you will about what I'm saying here. This is the kids are impressionable and they get scared. If there's any place, it's the first experience they have in the day and the last experience they have in the day that's connected to school. So it ought to be a good experience. And instead, there are just a lot of misfits and malcreants and just people who ought not to be driving school buses driving them.
Well, here's
the reality.
And here's my whole thing on this. There were numerous times where the kids complained he drove too fast. Yeah. Okay, he's 24 years old. Mm-hmm. A 24-year-old male, and I don't care who you are not supposed to be driving a school bus. Because when Kara is 24, Kara, would you trust any of your 24-year-old guy friends to drive children to school? Be honest, like 24-year-old guys, there's a reason why your insurance is higher than anyone else at that age. You are, because all you do is speed. You're not old enough, have the wherewithal, you don't have the judgment, you don't have the responsibility, you just don't have the perspective that's needed to take care of children on a daily basis. So whoever hired a 24-year-old male, that right there, that person should be fired immediately.
Mm. Yep.
And I know that's ageist, but I don't care. It's the truth.
No, it is true, though. Whether you're male or female, you can't even get the insurance.
You can't even rent a car.
Yeah, you can't
rent a car at 24 years old because you're not trustworthy enough in the eyes of insurance.
Everyone has higher insurance before you're 25 because you haven't had your license for 9 years, which personally I think is stupid, but that's just because I don't want to pay more. But I think it's true. And then at that age, I was surprised when I saw that he was 24, because I think I'm a pretty good driver. I've never gotten a ticket. I rarely get pulled over, and I wouldn't want to drive. It happened one time right after I got my license, but I wouldn't trust myself to drive a van full of that many kids, because isn't that scary? I wouldn't want to be in charge of that many people. I mean,
right.
There, you talk about not having seatbelts in a place like that because it's dangerous. Well, you've got tons of kids who are yelling and excited because they're on the way home from school and you're distracted. And you just, I don't know, I wouldn't want to injure that many people if you happen to get into an accident. And
there are two times in your life, and I'm not a parent yet, but someday I hope to be, but there are two times in my life that I want to see someone who looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. If I ever need a nanny, she's going to look just like Mrs. Doubtfire. And if
and
I have to put my kids
driver.
On a school bus, that's yeah. who you want. That you want Mrs. Doubtfire behind the wheel.
I will tell you a quick story about how I got into the bus business. You all know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I grew up on a farm. It was the family that owned the farm was the Mayo, M-A-Y-O family here in Framingham. And they also were the people who started, the great-grandfather started, I have a picture of a barge that had been converted into a wagon that this man used to go around this part of town, pick up the kids and bring them to school. Because across the street from my house right here is an old one-room schoolhouse. It's now been converted into a Quaker meeting house, but it was a one-room schoolhouse. And so the children from this part of the town all were picked up in this barge. It was a horse-driven barge and brought to this school. And so that family went into they kept bringing children to school, and they were hired by the town and eventually became a school bus business. And when they retired, because I was so much a part of their lives, they said, because their son didn't want this, they said, "Do you want to run this?" I said, "Sure, I'll do it. It'll be easy." And then, you know, we went into, by the time I was out of it in 83, we had 400 buses and we were out of our minds. At any rate, the point is that the people who were in the family that ran the buses, Sam Mayo was my grandfather or my father, either or. His wife was Eleanor. I called her Grammy. She was the first woman in Massachusetts to get a license to drive a school bus. And she was the part that she looked like. If anybody, that's what made me think about this. Wait a minute. Grammy Mayo, Madame
right.
Doubtfire.
That's who you want behind
that's
the wheel.
Who, and she and many other women who followed, now more women in our state anyway, drive school buses than men do. And they are, many of them, of that ilk. Mm-hmm. But you get into the inner cities, and there are more guys that look like this guy driving the bus than look like Madame Doubtfire or Grammy Mayo. So it just is, that's the reality
yeah,
of who's around, I guess.
I guess. I mean, for me, it's less about, you know, the looks. It's just the age factor here was just completely
yeah.
irresponsible hiring yeah. a 24-year-old man.
So another mess because of bad judgment. And that's
yeah.
what we talk about. People, you get into all of these discussions about what's wrong because there are so many people that exercise such bad judgment.
And all the lives that are ruined.
Another example. Just horrible.
This guy's 24.
Judgment.
His life is ruined. He was
yeah.
charged with five counts,
yeah.
I think, of vehicular manslaughter.
Right. Now, here's
There's
the
a
other.
Child who's dead. It's, you know.
This guy, and just let me go off on this for a second, then I'll leave it. The fellow that's, because I don't care much to talk about these sorts of things, but the fellow that killed a police officer who was giving a ticket, he just walks up to this guy and shoots him. Because he's angry about something that has nothing to do with the police officer. He didn't even know the police officer. And he just walks up and blam, blam, blams the guy. In my estimate, he's been charged with murder. He should get the death penalty. Because it was something, and I don't believe in the death penalty, except in extenuating circumstances. But this poor cop was just doing writing a ticket, for God's sakes. This guy goes up and blows him away. So as far as I'm concerned, he gets the same treatment.
And the guy that killed him is not even the one who was getting a ticket. It was just
the guy that pulled up
behind the car.
He walks up to the cop and shoots him. You see, that's the kind of stuff. When people say that being a police officer is dangerous, this is what gives that argument credibility.
Absolutely.
Because it is in this circumstance. You got nut birds who've got guns. I don't know where this guy, I'd love to know where this guy got the gun and why he had a gun and, you know, his
anger. And
that's
the thing, like people, you know, and I personally would never own a gun. I'm not against people who have guns.
I belong to the NRA, but I wouldn't own a gun.
Right. But, I mean, and I don't have a problem with the Second Amendment, but people like to say, you know, you're either on one side or you're not.
That's bourgeois.
And the truth is, I think a lot of people are right in the middle where I am. Right. How did this particular person get a gun? That's what a lot of reasonable people want with better background checks and making it more difficult to get guns, because this won't happen.
Right. All right. Anyway, next.
So sad for his family. The poor police officer. My God. I mean,
yeah,
it's terrible.
He's dead for no good reason. He's writing a ticket, for God's sake. He's not chasing some bad guys. He's writing a ticket. Oi. Nikki Haley, say it again, Doug. There it is. Nikki Haley in the news in a matter of moments. We'll tell you why. It's 15 before the hour, 45 after.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Nikki Haley, who was the source of a great deal of consternation during the presidential election. She didn't have much good to say about Trump, and Trump didn't have much good to say about her. In the spirit of love and cooperation, as is the case with most of the people that he doused during the campaign, he has asked her to be the UN ambassador, and she said yes. So Nikki Haley will be the new UN ambassador. She came from, you know, her father and mother were from India. And she married some, I forget who the guy was. I don't know much about him. But so here's an interesting reversal, one again, of many that seem to be taking place. So I thought you'd like to know that Nikki Haley would be the next UN ambassador, despite what she said about Trump. 10 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. years. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. The focus on Google and Alphabet.
This is like Google.
Alphabet's the new parent company of Google.
Yeah, I know. But I'm getting into all kinds of businesses. The reason they got the name Alphabet is because they wanted to do other things than just what they were doing. The Google thing. You know, now it's more than Google. It's all kinds of things. They're getting into health, looks like. All right, so we'll talk about that in a second. And also, the situation for those of you who have bought tickets at Madison Square Garden, there has been a breach of data there. So you may want to, those of you who are New Yorkers, a resident New Yorker, will find out whether she's gone to Madison Square Garden and whether we can see her credit card information online later today. That's coming right up here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed.
Isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
All
5, 56 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is focused on alphabet. So how do you do your ABCs? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I've said my ABCs, tell me what you think of me. Is that the company we're talking about?
Sure. Google, which is now Alphabet and the parent
company. Did you roll your eyeballs when I was doing that, by the way?
I need corrective surgery to get them to go back, actually. It's an occupational hazard.
Just checking. That's all. Just checking. All right. So Google, a.k.a. Alphabet, or vice versa, what the heck are they doing now?
Well, Google, you know how Google was working on the Google Glasses? They called it the Smart Glass, and then it looked really weird, and it didn't really go anywhere. They were also working on contact lenses. And this is something that eventually this will be super cool. These are auto-focusing lenses that address farsightedness, but apparently they wanted them to be tested by the end of 2016, and they've hit a bunch of roadblocks, so we don't really know when we're actually going to see these hit the market, let alone the testing alone. Google said the setback is due to very technically complex processes that apparently they're learning as they go. There's a second set of lenses that is really interested in, that the health community is interested in, because it measures your blood sugar, and that's, of course, so important for diabetics because their eyesight is affected by their blood sugar. So those lenses have also not been tested yet. But it's something that Google's working on. It's another area Alphabet is moving into. So hopefully in a few years, those will be a realistic thing.
Right. And in a few years, they'll be making cereal for you. Let's see, what else? Tires for your car. That's what Google will be doing. Google and Amazon will rule the world.
Yes. I believe that. It's true.
All right.
Madison Square Garden thing. Whoa, that's bad.
That's not good. So go ahead. Tell us
not good. Madison Square Garden Company. It's the company that owns the Garden, the Beacon Theater, Radio City Music Hall, which of course has so many tourists.
This time of year, especially. Wow, look at the Rockettes all over the place. Yep.
Yeah, and also the Chicago Theater, which is on Broadway. So from November 9th of 2015, the last holiday season, through October 24th of this year. If you were at any of these venues, not including your tickets, the tickets online were safe, but if you were at the venue...
You buy them from somebody else.
Well, no, it's just a different credit card system that's encrypted, and it's a lot safer. This is actually, if you're in the venue and you're swiping your card for food or merchandise or souvenirs, that's where the data breach happened, and they didn't catch it for almost a year. So So it's just further, the Garden has said, we're very sorry, we've caught it now.
How do they catch it? How do you catch that stuff anyway?
I think people started noticing on their credit card statements that something was up.
Not like somebody said to them, hey, look what's happening. My credit card.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. So basically the magnetic stripe on your card, which has your credit card number, your name, expiration date, and internal codes, all that was stolen. So just check your statements all the time. That's the only way to combat this.
Yep, I found something yesterday that charged for 500 something bucks that I didn't authorize.
Oh, wow.
And I called them. That's what I'm pounding on my keyboard about right now. As a matter of fact, it's 59.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.